Welcome to the Deep Dive. We are going to take a deep dive into the future today.
Sounds fun.
We've got Nexus Magazine.
Oh, cool.
And they're calling 2025 the year of unprecedented technological and social transformation.
Wow.
I mean, it makes you think, right?
Yeah. No, they're definitely onto something. The pace of change is crazy these days. And it feels like we are right in the thick of it.
Exactly. So first up, Nexus really dives into this concept of agentic AI. So you've heard all the AI buzz by now, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But this isn't just another algorithm.
It really isn't. We're talking about AI systems that can, like, make decisions and take actions and achieve goals.
Wow.
Almost like they have free will.
Oh, wow.
Which is kind of fascinating, but also a little unnerving when you think about it.
Right. Like, imagine your project management software suddenly starts, like, delegating tasks and setting deadlines.
Yeah.
That's the kind of autonomy we're talking about. Nexus highlights how this is going to change how we work entirely.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge shift for sure. Think about the potential for, like, increased efficiency. Yeah.
And the ability to automate all those, like, annoying tasks that we all dread.
Yes.
But it also raises some serious questions.
Okay, so, like, what kind of questions are we talking about here?
Well, one of the big ones is jobs.
Hmm.
If AI can handle so much, what happens to the human workforce?
Right.
And then there's the whole ethical side of things.
Okay.
How much control do we really want to give these AI agents?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, who is responsible when they make a decision that has, like, real-world consequences?
That's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah.
But luckily, Nexus pointed to an article in Fast Company that offers some advice. They emphasize the need for balance. We can leverage AI's power, but we still need that human touch.
I think that's key.
Yeah.
The article talks about focusing AI on, like, data-heavy or repetitive tasks and freeing up humans for roles that require more, like, creativity, emotional intelligence, and critical thinking, the stuff that AI, at least for now, can't really replicate.
So AI takes care of the spreadsheets.
And we get to focus on the big picture thinking and the human connection.
Yeah.
That actually sounds pretty good.
It does. It's all about playing to our strengths. And this actually leads perfectly into another fascinating topic that Nexus explores: aging in this rapidly changing world.
Okay, hold up. I'm already picturing robot caregivers and AI-powered retirement homes. But Nexus takes a different angle, right?
You do.
They feature this guy, Chip Conley.
Oh, yeah.
And his Modern Elder Academy.
Yeah, Conley's great. He completely flips the script on how we view aging. Forget decline.
Mm.
He sees this stage of life as a time of, like, immense potential and growth.
Wow.
It's not about becoming obsolete. It's about using the experience and wisdom that older people have to offer.
Right. It's like those seasoned professionals who become mentors.
Exactly.
Sharing their hard-won insights. So instead of fading into the background,
mm-hmm.
Conley is saying older folks are stepping into the spotlight.
That's exactly it. He has this concept of growing versus getting older.
Oh, I like that.
You're not just accumulating years.
Right. They're actively developing and contributing to the world around you.
I love that. It's about staying engaged. Staying curious and embracing the aging process instead of fearing it.
And Nexus even backs this up with some science.
Oh, wow.
They mentioned an article in NBC News about how lifestyle choices, things like diet and exercise, can actually slow down biological aging.
Really?
We're talking plant-based diets, staying active, strength training.
Mm.
It's not just about living longer.
Mm.
It's about living better, feeling healthier, and maintaining that mental and physical agility as we age.
So we can literally take control of how we age.
It seems that way.
I'm starting to feel pretty optimistic about the future.
Yeah.
But before we get too carried away, let's not forget about the generation that's going to inherit all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Nexus introduces us to Generation Beta. The kids born from this year onwards.
Wow.
Talk about a wild ride.
Right.
These kids are going to grow up in a world where AI is just normal.
It's almost impossible to even imagine. We're talking about kids who will likely have, like, AI tutors.
AI playmates and who knows what else. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
But it also raises a lot of questions.
Like, how do we prepare them for a future that we can barely imagine? I mean, what are we even supposed to teach them?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And Nexus pulls in some insights from an article in Annabelle Magazine that focuses on, like, equipping Gen Beta with the skills they'll need to thrive.
Okay.
We're not just talking about, like, coding and robotics. Mm. We're talking about things like critical thinking, adaptability, emotional intelligence, and complex problem solving.
And wait, there's more. Nexus includes this piece from Your Tango.
Really?
It's called 12 Lessons. schools refuse to teach.
Oh, interesting.
And some of these are like spot on for Gen Beta.
Oh, okay.
It's like a crash course in navigating a world where AI is everywhere.
Yeah.
They talk about the importance of emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
The ability to collaborate effectively.
Right.
And how to be adaptable in a constantly changing environment.
Right. Those are the skills that machines, at least for now, can't replicate. And it makes you think about the future of education.
Yeah.
What does learning even look like when you have access to like all the world's information at your fingertips?
That's a good question.
How do we teach kids to think critically and solve problems when AI can often do it like way faster and more efficiently?
Whoa, that's a pretty big question. We've covered a lot of ground here. Let's take a moment to digest all this, and we'll be right back with more from our deep dive into the future.
It is a lot to process for sure. But it's not just about Gen Beta, though.
Right.
We're all kind of navigating this uncharted territory together, and that brings us back to those human skills we were talking about.
Yeah, you're right. It's like Conley's idea of a growing versus getting older takes on a whole new meaning now. It's not just about aging gracefully. It's about continuously learning and adapting. We need to stay relevant in this world.
Exactly. Nexus really emphasizes how vital it is to cultivate those uniquely human strengths. Things that AI can't replicate. Things like emotional intelligence, creativity, and critical thinking.
Those are going to be like the superpowers of the future.
Totally.
The things that set us apart.
Absolutely. We need to recognize that AI is a tool, and a powerful one. But it's up to us to use it wisely and ethically. And to do that, we need to keep evolving, keep learning, keep pushing ourselves.
Okay, I'm curious. What really stood out to you from Nexus? Was there like a particular insider article that you were like, whoa?
Well, the whole issue was pretty mind-blowing. But one thing that stuck with me was how Nexus connected these seemingly separate ideas, AI, aging, education, and showed how they're all intertwined. It's not about technology or human potential. It's about how those two forces are shaping each other.
Yeah, it makes the future feel less like some abstract concept and more like something we're actively creating right now.
Exactly. We're not just along for the ride. We have a say in how this all unfolds.
Okay, let's bring this back to our listener for a second. If someone is feeling a little overwhelmed by all this talk about AI and rapid change, what's like one piece of actionable advice we can offer?
Embrace a growth mindset. Don't shy away from new things. The world is changing fast, and being adaptable is essential for success in any field.
I love that. Embrace a growth mindset. It's so simple, but it completely reframes how we view change. Instead of seeing it as a threat, it becomes an opportunity.
And remember, learning doesn't stop when you finish school. It's a lifelong journey.
So well said. Nexus has definitely given us a lot to think about in terms of the future. But I want to leave our listener with a question, a little something to chew on.
Okay, hit me.
Here it is. As AI continues to evolve and as we learn to age more meaningfully, what kind of world are we creating for Generation Beta? And what can we do today to ensure that future is both technologically advanced and human-centered?
Wow, that is a powerful question, and it's one that each of us needs to grapple with, both individually and as a society.
It's not about trying to predict the future. It's about actively shaping it. And that's something we all have the power to do, right here, right now.
Every choice we make, every action we take, contributes to shaping the world we want to live in and the legacy we leave for future generations. It's a responsibility, but it's also an incredible opportunity.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
I think we've given our listener plenty to ponder today. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the future.
And remember, the exploration doesn't end here. Keep diving deep. Keep asking questions and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Until next time, stay curious.
It really feels like we are at like a crossroads.
Yeah.
We have all these incredible tools, but it's up to us to figure out how to use them.
Yeah. It's like we're holding the keys to the future.
Yeah.
And we get to choose which door to open. Do we just go for progress no matter what? Or do we aim for a future that's both technologically advanced and human?
That's what I think is so interesting about this Nexus issue.
What is it?
It doesn't try to oversimplify things.
Yeah.
It doesn't give easy answers. It just lays out the info and lets us deal with it.
I agree. It's like a call to action. You know, we can't just sit back and watch this happen. We got to be a part of shaping the future.
And that starts with just being aware, right?
Oh, definitely.
Understanding what's shaping our world and how it might affect us. Absolutely. Knowledge is power. The more we understand about AI and about aging and about Gen Beta, the better choices we can make.
And it's not just about the newest gadgets.
Right.
It's about understanding ourselves, our values, our strengths, and our weaknesses. Because technology is only as good as the people who make it and use it.
It's about balance.
You know?
where progress and human values can exist together. And that's where things get really interesting, I think.
Yeah, it's not an either. We can be innovative and still value what makes us human. Empathy, creativity, our connection to each other. Those might be even more important as tech grows.
Think of it like a dance.
Oh.
Technology pushing us forward, humanity grounding us, reminding us what matters. We just got to find the rhythm that works.
I love that. Mm. A dance between technology and humanity. And it's not a solo performance either.
For sure.
We need to work together, share ideas, challenge each other, find solutions that work for everyone.
It's about realizing that there's no one right answer and being open to new ideas and new possibilities.
Well said. It's time to wrap up this deep dive. But before we go, I want to thank you, the listener, for coming with us on this journey into the future.
It's been great exploring these ideas with you. We hope you've got some new thoughts, some new questions, and maybe even a new sense of wonder about what's coming next.
Remember, the future isn't something that just happens to us. We create it. So go out there. Be curious. Be engaged. Be the change you want to see.
Until next time, keep diving deep.
See you on the next deep dive.